Welcome to Phila Maud's audio blog. I'm Phil, and this week we're talking about how to blend connection and separation in your relationship. You see, this week Maud has been away each night taking care of the grandchildren, and she recently took one of them up to the Bay Area for a week. None of this put a ripple in our relationship. We have a constant ease and comfort with each other. You might say that this is because we remain connected, as opposed to the feeling of disconnection that can occur when a couple separate, that requires some degree of repair every time they rejoin. Perhaps they have some feeling of abandonment or anxiety or deficiency that has to be assuaged. That's not us at all. How can this be, we ask ourselves? What is the substance of this transcendent connection? We talked this over before writing the blog and doing this audio, and this is what we came up with. Most couples who share the kind of long-term loving relationships we talk about will know what we're describing. We have a sense of ease and comfort by virtue of being so fully in our relationship. Our commitment to the relationship makes such a life possible. It creates complete trust in each other, and from that, nothing the other person does is unsettling. We have no worries or strain when one of us is elsewhere, even for extended periods. This trust and ease allows each of us to be free and creative and to be out interacting with the world without any sense of stepping away from the relationship. What makes such a commitment possible is a whole other subject. Perhaps we'll cover that some other time. Then there's acceptance. We're cool with what the other person does. We don't feel a need to control what they do or how they behave. There's no need to check up on each other, no feeling of concern or sense of separation. Our relationship is not founded in neediness. We're each whole individuals without the other, but by choice we're together and find ourselves greatly added to as a result. We think this is a big deal in relationships, and furthermore, it's a two-way street offering complete freedom. How valuable is that? In our book, we call it the 100% factor. It allows for a rich and colorful life without stepping away from the relationship. And then there's connection. We feel connected even when apart because we understand each other well. We know what's going on with each other. We share our hopes, our frustrations, our responses to people, our parking problems. It all adds up to an awareness of what makes the other tick, and that is the path to understanding. We find happiness in the other's pleasure and fulfillment, and do not see our relationship as diminished if our partner is occupied with something else. At the same time, we put time and attention into really being together, and always make sure that we share ourselves and our experiences often and regularly. We're aware of maintaining balance and communicate any needs that come up. So what are your experiences like? You may not practice exactly what we describe, but you have the same result. How do you do it? We share this as always to point out what is possible and also to stimulate thinking in the direction of what can be improved toward the goal of creating peaceful and working relationships. Won't you join us? I hope you've enjoyed listening today. Find more and follow us on our blog at philandmaud.com.